So two women in the synagogue have a quarrel. But it's Yom Kippur and they decide they're going to forgive each other. They're going to make up. So one of them says to the other, look, whatever happened, it's okay, I forgive you. And the other one says, that's right, whatever happened, I forgive you. The first one says, I want you to know that whatever it is that you wish for me for the new year, I wish for you. And the second one says, oh, so you're fighting with me again. Because it is hard to forgive. And the worse the offense, the harder it is. So how is it that Esav, who was cheated out of his birthright, and then had his brother run away so he couldn't take revenge, how is it that when he comes with 400 men to kill Jacob, because why else do you come with 400 men? Why is it that when he sees him, he falls on his neck and he weeps? How does that happen? And I want to offer you three different interpretations that all of which could be true and all of which combine to tell us something about forgiveness. The first one is from Benno Jacob, a well-known German rabbi of the early 20th century, and he said the secret is that Jacob limped. Because when Jacob came to see Esav, you know, he says, if you have a severe limp, you're a little bent over. And he had this position of being contrite, of being sorry, of being soft. Not the arrogant, upright, and angry Jacob that Esau remembered from his childhood, but someone who was sorry. And this posture of forgiveness, by the way, may be influenced by the fact that Benno Jacob was a rabbi in Germany at the beginning of the 20th century, where Jews had a hard time standing upright. But he does teach us that one aspect of asking for forgiveness is to break your own pride a little bit, to say, I'm sorry. Rashbam sees it differently. He also thinks the limp was critical, but in another way. This medieval commentator says, remember Esau's experience of Jacob. What does Jacob do when he does something wrong? He runs away. That's what Esau remembers. Jacob stole my birthright, and then, rather than face the consequences, he ran away. And I'm bringing 400 men because this time when he runs, I'm going to catch him. But Jacob doesn't run. And Rashbam says maybe God even gave him the limp to ensure that this time he wouldn't run away. Because he has to face the consequences of what he does. And he comes out to meet Esav. He doesn't run away from him. And when Esav sees that Jacob has come to meet him, he says, this is a different Jacob. This is someone who has the courage to look in the eyes of the person he has wronged and face the consequences. And because he has courage, I forgive him. And then the third explanation, which I have mentioned here before, but it is so beautiful I can't refrain from mentioning it again, comes from a late 20th century rabbi, my father. I remember his telling me that years ago when he read the story, it struck him that it was significant that Jacob and Esau were twins. They weren't identical twins, but they were still twins. And you know, he said, in the ancient world, unlike the modern world, people almost never saw themselves. You didn't have mirrors on every wall, in every purse. in every bathroom, in every bedroom. Didn't exist. You could go decades without ever seeing yourself. And even if you saw yourself in a pool of water, if you've ever tried to see your reflection, you know it's distorted and hard to catch. So he said, here's Jacob and here is Esau. They last saw each other decades ago, and they've never really seen themselves. And they confront each other, and what's the first thought that they have? He looks so old. And if he's that old, I'm his twin. I'm that old too. And all those years were wasted in hatred. I'm not going to do this anymore. And he falls on his neck and weeps. There are three different lessons about forgiveness. That you have to be strong and have courage. That you have to be soft and be contrite. And that you have to remember the cost to your soul, to your own soul, of holding a grudge and not forgiving. All of that encapsulated in the beautiful moment when Esav and Yaakov really see one another as they have not for many years, and they know that they have wronged each other, and they both forgive. It is important to say that after the forgiveness, they go their separate ways. To forgive someone who has wronged you doesn't mean that that person must now be your best friend. It means that you don't hold the hatred or the anger or the resentment in your heart. You let it go. Your heart unknots, and it is clear and clean. And you can begin again. We all need forgiveness. We all ask for forgiveness. Therefore, we must all be ready to grant forgiveness. Sometimes, even when the person doesn't ask for it, because inside of you, it will make a difference. It will clear the slate of your own life, and you will be able to look at the other person and feel, as Jacob and Esau did, this is my brother. Shabbat Shalom.